Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira amma ba'd. We are reading from this kitab, Islahul Mu'amalat, Correction of Monetary Dealings. The section chapter 15, Incorrect Practices During Business. That commonly happens where a person doesn't learn how to do business, because of which there's no barakat in a person's business, in his trade, in his sustenance, in his rozi. Sometimes the transaction is incorrect, impermissible. So therefore, Abdullah ibn Umar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was very, very careful. He used to go to the marketplace and he used to say to the sahaba radiallahu anhum and the businessmen that if you haven't learned how to do business in the marketplace, then close your business and come to the masjid. What do you say in our time? Go to the ulama ikram and learn how to do business, so that your income may be halal, income is halal, then a person's dua will be accepted. Allah Ta'ala will bless him in his life. The income is incorrect, sustenance will be haram. Then ulama explained that incorrect, that haram sustenance will lead to a person's amal becoming evil also. And the final abode will not be Jannah, will become the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala save us. Incorrect practices, number three, concealing faults. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sells a defective item without disclosing the defect to the customer shall continuously remain under the wrath and anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the angels continue cursing him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sells a defective item without disclosing the defect to the customer, he sells the item, he knows there's a defect in the item, there's a fault in it, but he does not disclose it, he does not tell the person about the fault, then that person who sells an item like this shall continuously remain under the curse, the wrath, the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the angels continue cursing him. On this, ulama explained, the person is very conscious in regards to curses. The person says, my mother cursed me, my rozi will close, my father is upset with me, what will happen to me? Here, this is the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a person now is very concerned, I have to earn a livelihood. My mother, my father, my parents, I have to take care of them. My mother is upset. He says, Ma ki dua, jannat ki hawa. My mother's dua, this is the hawa and the fragrance of Jannah. She's happy, then my dunya is made, my akhirat is made. At the same time, he's missing his salah also. Then the curse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Is the incorrect business, this is under the curse of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the angels also curse him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. It is not permissible for a Muslim to sell something to his brother in which there is a fault without disclosing it. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. That's how we should be treating one another as brothers. It is not permissible for a Muslim to sell something to his brother in which there is a fault without disclosing it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, I am the third of two transacting partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, this is a hadith al-Qudsi. Hadith al-Qudsi refers to that hadith which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala effectively speaks upon the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the third of two transacting partners, as long as one does not cheat the other. As soon as one cheats the other, I leave the two of them. We can understand when two people are honest and their hearts come together and they put their funds together, their business acumen together, they put the investments together. As long as they are honest, they are upright, they are truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the third partner. I am with them. As soon as one cheats the other, I leave the two of them. Commonly we hear nowadays, I don't want to get into a partnership. Especially a Muslim brother or my own brother also. I might as well do business with somebody who's not a Muslim. Na'uz billah. Allah Ta'ala protect the Muslim Ummah. But this is a common talk we hear all the time. This, as we mentioned before, is because of incorrect yaqeen, incorrect conviction that I will make it quickly overnight. Allah is the sustainer. If the motivation is correct and the belief is correct that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sustains, Allah is the provider. Is that my acumen? Is that how I will do business that will sustain me? Sometime in the workplace also, incorrect yaqeen, person has music playing. I don't play the music, customers won't come. Na'uzu billah. How can it be that I break the command of Allah? And going to a partnership, one partner says, but you have to do it like this. It's haram, impermissible. And those customers don't walk in. Is that based upon customers? Who will send the customers is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to do it correctly. This hadith means that as long as the buyer and seller deal honestly with each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to assist them and bless their wealth. However, as soon as any one of them cheats or deceives the other in any way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withdraws his assistance and blessings, since shaitan has now crept into this partnership. The third partner now will become shaitan. Then we can understand the amount of fasad, the amount of corruption that will take place. The other honest partner, how he will be deceived, how he will be cheated, and he will say, shaitani kam. How did this happen? Under my own nose, my own brother, my own partner cheated me. So when it comes to defective goods, concealing faults, as we mentioned in the first hadith, whoever sells a defective item without disclosing the defect to the customer shall continuously remain under the wrath and anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the angels continue cursing him. This, my dear brothers, we find a person selling some items, goods, be a vehicle, has some faults in it, has some defects in it. Cell phone, commonly gadgets we find nowadays, selling a cell phone, selling a house, a business, whatever it may be. There's some faults in there, defects in there. Many items in the marketplace, fabric, textiles, isn't that not? There's overruns. There's some fault in the pattern, whatever it may be. And he sells it. But does not now tell the buyer that this has some defect in it. Yes, there are guidelines. That's why we say, go to the ulama-i-karam, who are experts in the field, I mean the certain field, and the items more than often have some defects. Do I have to disclose them? So here ulama have some guidelines, depending on the business we are doing. So whether we are disclosing the defect, or we're giving some service also. Person is a mechanic, or he's servicing computers, or cell phones, or whatever it may be. And he knows the job is not complete, he says job is done. But there's still some fault in there. But he's tired. He just will cover it up, close the item, whatever it may be. So here ulama explain that if the defect in the item is something which is due to wear and tear, which is commonly known. For example, he's selling his vehicle. And there's some wear and tear which is common. This will be found, there's rattles in the car, something's making a noise, whatever it may be. Then those type of faults, they will not reduce the price or cause effect in the price and value of the item, doesn't have to be disclosed. This is common, we know these things will happen. But if in the marketplace is such a fault, if you did not disclose it, you will be regarded as a cheater, you're a deceiver. Then you have to show these type of defects. Also, ulama explained, a person sells an item and he tells the purchaser that as the item is, you can have a look at it, take it for a drive also, or use it for a few days, you check it out, you see, you got somebody, an expert in the field, he wants to check it out also, no problem, although you know there's a fault in it. But you have given it to him, and you can check as you want to. Show it who you want to, and thereafter he's happy, I've checked it up, I'm happy how it is, I want to buy it, and he pays the price, then there's no problem. So therefore we should ask ulama ikram that how much do I have to expose? How much can I conceal? What should I conceal? So there are rules and regulations. Should not be that I make a mistake. I know there's something wrong with the item. But then do I sell the item. That's why it's very important, this what we call about drop shipping. Person has a website set up and he doesn't have the item by him. People purchase it online. He just contacts so to call the Chinaman, deliver the item. Doesn't check the item, whether there's fault in there, defect in there. Permissibility, ask ulama ikram, not permissible. To sell an item which is not in your possession. We haven't checked it up. Sometimes the item, we buy so many items, sometimes it comes. They say it's new. When you open it, it's used or defective. Now the whole headache of returning the item. But how much business is taking place like this item not checked, just ordered, delivered to the person. Then you tell the person, can't return. Whereas there's so much of virtue in taking back, refunding, giving the money back with a smile, the reward Allah Ta'ala will give, what Allah Ta'ala promises in akhirat for the person. So all these concepts out there right now, online, selling, defective item, non-defective item, refunding, we have to go to the ulama ikram and find out. Sometimes, as we mentioned many a times, that a person buys a brand new vehicle, everything is 100%, but the vehicle is not starting. Just one blockage in the fuel pump, the car is not moving. Here, our seniors say, should not be, I'm doing everything right, my salah on time also, and my ma'amulat, wazaif, but just one fault in my business dealing should not become the block at the time of maut, the kalima doesn't come onto my tongue. That one thing you didn't care about, you just let it go. You didn't even bother, you didn't ask, there shouldn't become the blockage of my kalima at the time of maut. Allah Ta'ala give us to make amal. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika.